Trump's not the only president who has enjoyed these visits, says Nicole Hemmer, a professor of history at Vanderbilt University.
These state visits have been, I think, a highlight for many presidents precisely because of the special relationship between the United States and the UK, particularly the visits with the royal family, like being part of that pomp and circumstance that come along with being around royalty.
Trump's attention on the royals has gone beyond glitz, though. He was enamored with Princess Diana. In his 1997 book, The Art of the Comeback, Trump wrote, quote, "I only have one regret in the women department, that I never had the opportunity to court Lady Diana Spencer." And he also has weighed in on recent royal family drama, saying that he thought Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, were disrespectful to the late queen. If Trump is more fixated on the royals than past presidents, to Hemmer, there's a connection to how Trump views the presidency.
Trump himself has praised monarchical government and, in fact, shared pictures online of himself imagined as a king, which is something that previous presidents have been very careful not to do, precisely because the U.S. was born in revolution against monarchy.
In 2023, Trump had this to say to Nigel Farage, a prominent right-wing British parliamentarian, on his news show just ahead of King Charles's coronation.
I think it's a very important event. I think it's a great thing. A lot of people talk about the monarchy. Should you have it? Should you not? I think it's a fantastic thing. It holds your country together, largely.